recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Bechorot, brought to you mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, daf Lamed Beit, and we are holding at the Iboilu about 1/4 of the way down. So yesterday we learned that Alibet Rava Meikar Adin Midiraita would have been mutter to be meicher even for Gedolim, and for Yitomim we were matirid in order not to be mafsid, and we were making Adiraita, and for the Gedolim, in order to make a gzera of Kedem, because we're worried about maybe Kedem Shechita people doing the same. So we made a gzera, but in Havlah, it's not a problem. Therefore, if you sell the value of the meat, Muvlah, in things like the Gidim, the Karnayim, the Chelef, the Or, those things, since they're not normally what you would sell, Mechayim, therefore we didn't make a gzera to be Mavliyah after Shechita. Now the question that we raise today is, but how about the atzamot? Can you be mavliya, the value of the basar in the atzamot, in order to sell the basar of the maaser? What would be the halakha? Mahu iboyu. Mahu lahavli oba atzamot. Reb Chiya and Reb Shimma bar Rebbe argue. One of them says it's all right, mavliyo, and one of them says ein mavliyo, that you cannot absorb value of the meat in what's essentially valueless bones. And the truth is, they're not arguing, says the Gemara. One is referring to a behema daka, and one is referring to a behema gasa. So the bones of a behema daka can't really be used for anything but eating. So they don't have a separate value from the basar. Mashen ke, the behema gasa bones can be used for making kalim out of, making flutes out of, making bone china out of. So the mela over there, it has value. And if it has value, it could be mavliya in it. That's one approach. Or, vibaitema, maybe both are referring to behema gasa bones, and nobody would have said anything at all about daka bones for sure, not value. And then machloket is also not a machloket, it's just that each one is lo pligi, each one is giving over the minag in his area, marki atre, the Bandi Omer who says that the bones are valuable, that's because in his area they used to sell bones for other usages. And therefore you could be a mavliya. The one who said no is because in his area you wouldn't have sold bones separately from meat that it should have such a chashuv value. Now it's time for us to get back to the original braita, which we sort of just let slip by, about what the halacha is in terms of selling, in terms of... Now before we begin this next piece, it's kedai just for us to review the fact that we have four different classes of the relationship to mechira and pinyan. We're going to be dealing with these four things in today's sugya, so let's just review them briefly. We spoke about the braita that we had before, that's going to be our main interest over here, is the contrast of Bechor and Maaser. By Bechor, the Torah says, Lo tivde, ach Bechor shor, Bechor kesef, or Bechor eis, Lo tivde, kodeshem. From that deloshen of Lo tivde, that's very clearly, don't make a pidyon on Bechor, but there's no Isra of Bechira, as we said before in the braita. On the other hand, when it comes to Maaser, over there the Loshon of Maaser is Lo Yigael. And that happens to be learned from the sugya of Turat Maaser. But there it says, Vaya Turat Oya Kodesh, Lo Yigael, and that's a reference to Maaser. And somehow or other that Lo Yigael came to mean neither Mechira nor Pidyon. Then we have standard Suleya Mugdashim, where no such Yisurim appear. The halacha over there is that you can be peida in cases where there's a mum. It's no problem. On the contrary, we have a whole approach of ha'amod of ha'arocha. We estimate what it's worth, and you're peida it. And if it's been shechted, as we said before, you could be selling it in the regular butcher shop. The hanoah, after all, ultimately accrues to Agda. Then we have a fourth category that we haven't discussed yet, and that is charamim.
Now, by Charamim, it's very interesting. It says both things. There it says, Kol Cherem, Asher Yachrim Ish LaHashem, Lo Yimacher VeLo Yigael. It's the only place where it mentions both Mechira and Geula. And that's referring to somebody who gives over some of his property to the Kohanim. And that Cherem doesn't allow you to do anything with it. You can't be put it, you can't sell it, you just give it to the Kohen. And now we want to understand the relationship of these different halachot, where we derive them from the Pasuk. Says the Braita that we spoke of yesterday, and this is where we want to begin, Gufa. B'Bechor Hu Omer, by Bechor we find that the Lashon is specifically Lo Yivdeh. So the Torah says, don't be paid a Bechor. The halach over there is, however, that it's Nimkar. You can sell a Bechor. You just cannot be Poda. So there you could sell the Bechor Chai, and there's no problem. The Maaser Ne'emar, whereas by Maaser it uses a lashon of Lo Yigael. And Lo Yigael is meant to mean Eino Nimkar. There you cannot be poda, you cannot sell it either. Lo Chai, Velo Shachut, Lo Tam, Velo Balmum. Now, how did the word Lo Yigael, which with Pashtut means the same thing as Lo Yivdeh, how did it come to mean that it asers Mechira, Mina Animilit? Omer of Chinana, Omer Rab, Bechen Omer of Dini, Omer of Yochanan. It's because we learn it out from Charamim. You'll notice that the Lashon of Lo Yigael that we just quote from Maaser is exactly the same Lashon that it says by Charamim. So Ne'emar Lo Yigael b'Maaser, and it also says Lo Yigael b'Charamim. So b'Maaser, we find the same lashon as by Cherem. The thing is, that as we mentioned before, by Cherem, it also mentions Lo Yigael together with Lo Yimacher. So that the Lo Yigael over there clearly includes Mechira. Therefore, just like the Mechira is Aser by Charamim, and it's included as a broadened sense of Yigael, so Afkan Mechira Imo, the Lo Yigael of Maaser, is learned out from Charamim to include an Iser of Mechira. So really, we were being fooled a bit. We thought that it was the Lashon of Lo Yigael that meant you can't sell it. But that's not really true. It's the connection of the Gzera Shava to Charamim that teaches us that Lo Yimacher should be included. Omelei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Rav Huna Breger of Yeshua, I sure hope that these are extra psukim, that they're mufni, because otherwise you cannot rely on a Gzera Shava that you have a pircha on. And we sure as heck have a pircha. The Ilo Mufni, Ikalam Yifrach, I could tell you there's a very obvious difference between the Geula of Charamim and the Geula of Maaser. Namely, that Bala Charamim Shekein Chavim Alako. Charamim are a much more Chomer Iser. Where over there, the Torah was so makpid, you can even be Macharim Hegdesh that you have. And then the value of the Hegdesh that you're Macharim is yours in terms of the Tovat HaNa'ah. And you'll have to give the Tovat HaNa'ah to Hegdesh there. Now that's a very new idea. Mashen came by Maaser. Maaser, either you have a chulin animal, or you have no Kedusha at Maaser at all. You bring in something that has other Kedusha into your dearly Taser, that's not Maaser. It's not called Maaser. No, cannot be Maaser. So it's very possible that, why did the Torah say Lo Yimacher b'Charamim? Because in general it's more makbid, and there's a broader sense of the Kiddush of Charamim. Mashenken, when it comes to Maaser, if it says Lo Yigael, heck, it just means Lo Yigael, which means you shouldn't be paid it. But where do you get the idea that you shouldn't be selling it? Because if not, I would say, Malach Charamim Shken Chalim Alako. To which he answered, Ravuna Bereda of Yeshua, oh, indeed, Laif Niyamufni, it sure as heck is extra. Because listen, I would tell you, why did it have to say Lo Yigael b'Charamim at all? Lo Yamar v'Lo Yigael b'Charamim. And let me learn out from Maaser itself. I would say like this, Ma Maaser Kadosh v'Eino Nigael, Av Charamim are Kedoshim. Look, I mean, they're even more chomer, right? So Charamim are Kedoshim. Therefore, they should not be Nigalim. So why do you have to write Lo Yigael Dekatavrachman Alomali for Charamim? It must be to teach me that they're extra, Lafnuye, to make Xereshove to Maaser. No, says the Gemara, not necessarily. Because certainly Maaser has things in which it's more chomer than Charamim. The most famous thing about Maaser is the strange ability it has to create a din of Maaser on something that isn't Maaser. So if you call number 9 10, or you call number 11 10, so then 9 and 11 can become Kodesh. So there it would be Makadesh Shel Lefanav L'Acharav, which normally is just Stam, is Kedushei Ta'ud, is not Chal. So maybe over there the Torah was Makbet on Lo Yigael. But I would never have figured out that on Charomim the Torah is Makbet if I have to write Lo Yigael by Charomim. That's not Mafnuya yet at all. Sorry. Sheken Kadosh Lefanav L'Acharav. Okay. Let's try this. All right. Let's say we could do without Yilo Yigael Becharamin, not to learn it out from Maaser, but to learn it out from Bechor. It doesn't have exactly the same language, but Lo Yigael means Lo Yivdeh. That's what it says by Bechor. It says Lo Tivdeh, right? Bechor Shor, Bechor Arkes, Bechor Eis, Lo Tivdeh. So Lo Tivdeh means Lo Yigael. So if that's the case, let me learn out Charamin from Bechor. I say, look, Bechor is Kodesh, you can't be girly. So Charamim also Kodeshim, and they're not Nigolim. Why does it have to say Lo Yigael Lomali? Must be Lafnuye. Nope, the Zimara doesn't work either. Because Ikalam Ifrach, Bechor is obviously more Kodesh than Charamim, because of the obvious fact that Kedusha Tomi Rechem. So whatever the Torah insists is Kodesh without your needing to act on it is a much more innate Kedusha. So maybe Dafka over there, the Torah says Lo Yigael. Who's to say that Charamim Lo Yigael? Maybe on the contrary. So that's no good either. Sorry. Okay, let's try this. Try it the other way around. Maybe the Lo Yigael of the Maaser is the extra case. So let's try that. Ela Lo Yamer Lo Yigael Be Maaser. So you'll say, so how would we know? Push it. I would learn out from Kol Asher Yavor Tachas HaShavet, from V'Havarta Kol Petarechem, that's our famous Zereshova V'Havara Havara, which compares all the dinim of Maaser V'Emet to Bechor, and that would teach us that Ma Bechor Kadosh Ve'nu Nigal, Av Maaser Kadosh Ve'nu Nigal. So the din would be, you can't be, it's a given, you can't be Goel Maaser, just like you can't be Peter Bechor. So why does it have to say Lo Yigael by Maaser? Must be Lafnuye. Now that it's Lafnuye, I now have a Gzera Shava of Lo Yigael, Lo Yigael to Charamim. And by Charamim it says Lo Yimacher. So now I know that Lo Yimacher applies to Maaser. Nope, it's no good. Because it's not really mufne. V'akati v'maaser nami lo mufne. Digal mifr kereparchina. I understand. Didn't I just teach you? I just said, Bechor has a chumrah, right? And I said, ma'ablo Bechor, sheken kedushato mirecha. Why can't you say the same thing by maaser? Sheken kedushato mirecha? No. That you could only ask if you didn't have a gzera shava that's mufne. But Avarta for sure is a Kroya Terahud. The Gzereshov of Avara, Avara, Mi Bechor. That Gzereshov is completely mufta between Maaser and Bechor. That's a given. Because the Lashon of Avarta is almost irrelevant when it comes to Bechor. What is that supposed to even mean? The Avarta Kol Petarecha. Obviously, it has no particular meaning to the Bechor. There's no Havara, Kol Asher Yavor Tachat HaShevet, that makes sense. But Havarta Kol Petarechem is weird. Yeah, well, just say, V'natata Kol Petarechem, or Zrash, just say Kol Petarechem Asher. So over there, for sure, you've got a commitment to Gzera Shav. So therefore, I can now learn out the Lo Yivdeh, Lo Tivdeh, by Bechor. I can learn out to Maaser, which essentially means the same thing as Lo Yigael. So why does it need to say Lo Yigael? Because I can learn out the Lo Tivdeh, so I'm Havara Havara. I'm left with an extra Lo Yigael for Bechor. That extra Lo, for Maaser, that extra Lo Yigael gives me a Gzer Shava Mufnet to Charamim. And that gives me a Lo Yimacher, which appears by Cherem, to now appear by Maaser. So, okay, if that's true, why can't we do the same thing for Bechor? Let's learn out Bechor from Charamim with a Gzera Shava of Geula, Geula. Of course, it doesn't say anywhere Geula by Bechor, but it says Lo Tivdeh by Bechor. And as we're going to see later, and we've seen a million times before, the word is not important in the Gzera Shava, the exact framing of the word. If Lo Tivdeh means Lo Yigael, so for all intents and purposes, you can learn one out from the other. And therefore, we should learn out that Bechor is also not Nimka. I'll learn out from Charamim. I can learn out the same exact thing. No, it isn't. What do you mean? I just explained to you. Maaser, the lo yigael, is mofne. Therefore, I can learn it out from karami. I'm learning out lo yigael. But by bechor, it's not mofne. So, that's the whole point. I needed, what did I do with bechor? I learned out a lot of that by bechor to teach me with havara. Look at what we're doing here, because we're going to examine in a moment whether the whole approach is wrong. We started off saying, look, we need the lotif deh by Bechor, and that lotif deh by Bechor, what we don't need is Havara by Bechor, Ravarta Propetorecha. We learn out Havara with Xereshova to Maaser, which allows the lotif deh of Bechor to make the lo yigael by Maaser extra, and now we use the lo yigael by Maaser to teach me lo yigael to lo yimacher by Charoni. Obviously, we could have done this backwards. Could have done exactly the same thing. Learned out the lo yigael to bechor from avara maaser. Then we could have learned the extra lo tifteh from lo yigael of charomim to bechor and not have a mufsan by maaser. Because it boils down to the question of our learning out either bechor or maaser from charomim. So when I turn around and I ask you, why can't we do the same thing to Bechor? He said, what do you mean? Bechor is not Mufna. And the Meiser was Mufna. The Meiser was Mufna because you learned that from Bechor. But the Bechor is a lima in both directions. It's Havara, Havara. So who said to do it that way? Do it the other way. So now it comes out to be very arbitrary. Asks the Gemara, therefore, so I understand, so why did you make up your mind? Umay Chazita, why does it seem more reasonable to you? That the Lotif Dev, the Bechor, that's coming to tell me Lagufa. That I need. And now I have Avora to teach me for Maaser, and that's Lafnuye. We can say exactly the opposite. We can say, Lo Yigael of Maaser is Lagufe. Havara comes Lafnuye Bechor, and now I'll learn out Bechor, Gula Gula, from Maaser. Even though it's not really Gula Gula, it's Padia Gula, but means same thing. So let's learn it out of Bechor, is Lafnuye, and we'll learn out Lo Yimacher by Bechor, because it doesn't say anywhere Lo Yimacher by Maaser. How do you explain this? Answers the Gemara. Because if it's a toss-up, whether we should learn lo yigael, that it says by maaser, from lo yigael, that it says by charami, on the one hand, or on the other hand, learning lo tifdeh, that it says by bechor, from lo yigael, that it says by charami, it makes more sense to search out the word that is more similar. Therefore, danin geula mi geula, I will learn out lo yigael from lo yigael. Ve'im danin pidya mi geula, and I will not learn out a lashon of pidyon, which it says by bechor lo tifteh, from lo yigael that it says by charami. Why? What do you care? It says the Gemara. My nafka mina. We have the famous mimer of the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. The Shava Kohen, Uba Kohen. What did they ask? Exactly the same word. Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. And we learn out the halachas by Digei Batya. It's the same exact word. Yeah, but that's only Hanimila Echidaleka the Tomile. That's where there's no other word that's more similar. So over there we ignore the specific formulation of the word, the meaning of the word. But if you have two options, one of which contains the same meaning and the same word, and the other one contains the same meaning but not the same word, obviously, we prefer to learn Xereshava from the precise word rather than from the be'erach meaning of the word. And therefore, we're left with a havara. I mean, how do we know that up front? Because we do this holistically. We know that we can learn out lo yigael from charomi. But we can only do that if it's mufna. The only way that it becomes mufna is by utilizing havara mi bechor to teach the din of lo tifteh to maaser, which over there, we don't use the word tifteh at all, which is using the concept. Now we have an unneeded lo yigael by maaser, which allows us to learn out from charomim, and that's what we're looking for. Mashenkin, if we did it the other way around, again, holistically, we understand that it's not the correct way to start, because what we want to achieve is a lo yigael from charomim and not a lo tifteh from charomim. Therefore, it makes more sense that Bechor was coming to give us the extra pasuk by maaser through havara havara. Okay, but don't we have now another issue? The fact is we know that the din of maaser is lo yimacher. The fact is that we know that the din is that we learn out bechor from maaser because of avara avara. So if there's a dinam lo yimacher, and as we said back in Zvachim, even by kachin a gzera shava can be used to apply to a secondary gzera shava. There's no ein alam b'chozer malandik when it comes to gzera shava. So now that we know lo yigael from charomi to apply the din of lo yimacher to maaser, we know havara to apply the din of lo yimacher to bechor. So now how do we make the distinction by Bechor and say by Bechor? It only says lo tifta, therefore it's able to be nimkar. So therefore, leilav Bechor ha'avara mi ma'aser, because after all, ma'aser nami, we learned out geula mi charomim to teach that it's also lo yimacher. Ah, but you see, the Torah specifically uses the word hu to be mamayit. Niet rachmana gabe charamim. There, over there, it says beferish. The kol cherem kodesh kodashim hu lashem. To teach me hu velo bechor. What do you mean hu velo bechor? So maybe it's hu velo maser. Because again, I mean, you're able to learn both. Yes, but we've already explained to you that if there's a choice, the one that is most similar to charamim is maser. Because it says lo yigael by maaser. So use your brains. If you have an option of applying the hu to maaser where it says lo yigael, just like by charom, or to apply it to bechor where it says lo tivdeh, which one do you think is more likely to be excluded? It's excluding the bechor, not the maaser. Therefore, everything boils down to this simple lima. Rava takes a completely different approach. So all of this need to get rid of the lo yigael but maaser and to make the maaser the one that's muvna doesn't make any sense. It's the charamim that is muvna. But that's because I don't need it mitzad my brain, not because I have a pasuk. So the lo yigael of charamim is what's extra. Because I ask you, where would I think that I would be able to be paid at? The itnu hecha. Where is it that I should be paid at? Is it in the house of the Baalim still and it hasn't been given to Hegdesh? How do I think I could be paid at? Hegdesh nino. Says Rashi, what the heck is that supposed to mean? I'm saying, whenever somebody is magdish something, it's in his house. He's magdish his house. Ishki agdish peito kadesh lashem. The din is, he's paid at. I don't understand what you're saying. Hegdish nino. What kind of crazy question is that? Something is terribly wrong here, says Rashi. Therefore, Rashi says this whole gears is messed up. It can't possibly be referring to lo yigael. It has to be referring to lo yimacher. Lo yimacher. You could say, how could you sell it? What do you mean? It's not yours to sell. It's hegdish. If you gave it to the Kohen already, then it's the Kohen's to sell. Why would I think it's yours to sell? And in fact, he can sell it. So what would lo yimacher mean? So in other words, Rava's new approach is to switch everything to lo yimacher as being the extra word. That's the point, not the lo yigael. Tosfos tries to, chozot, since this girsa appears in many places, to answer the girsa. Except that in order to answer the girsa, he has to come on to something that the Gemara mentions only a minute later, which is a special gzerat hakatuz. But with it, he'll answer the first part. The problem is Rashi's got another problem coming up, which is even more problematic, as we'll see. So let's assume for a moment it says like Rashi, okay, and it's lo yimacher of charomi, that is extra, and mitzad asvora, it's extra. Because where do you think it is? If it's by the Baalim, how can you sell something that isn't yours? Hegdish nino. If it's by the Kohen, then it's not Charamim anymore. It's regular Chulin and Lushis of the Kohen. And here's the words the Tosfos is going to use to answer the Girsa. Titania. Charamim, Kozman Shein, Bebeit Baalim, Ariam, Kegdish, Ochol Divrayim. These Charamim have a din of Hegdish entirely. Shenemar Kocherim, Kodesh, Kodashimu Lashem. This is Tosfos' deal. It's not that it's Hegdish. It's Kodesh Kadashim. Kodesh Kadashim means treat it as if it was Kodesh Mizbeach, Korban Olah. Can't sell a Korban Olah. That's the point. So the Gemara was taken for granted before that when it says the Lo Yigael, obviously Lo Yigael. Can you take a Korban Olah and begale it? Of course not. That's why it's referring. It's assuming that you understand. If it's in your house, then it's Kodesh, meaning it's Kodesh, like it says in the Pasuk. So of course, you can't be paid at it. Nitanan lekohen, arein kechulin lechol divrayim, shenema kol cherem b'Yisrael lechoyeh lo yigael. So all cherem belongs to you. In which case, the lo yigael, or according to Rashi, the lo yimacher, the kot of Rachmana lomali, so what would I need it for? Im eino inin lecharamim, therefore, Since I don't need this pasuk to tell me what the din is of haramim, because it's mitzad hasvara, therefore it's coming to tell me the din of mechira for maaser. Now this language makes no sense, because according, if the Gersa is correct, what should it have said? Imenu inyan legula degufe, tneu inyan for the gzera shava, and now the gzera shava teaches me mechira. By saying these words, tneu inyan lamaaser, that only adds up if the word is the iser mechira tneu inyan lamaaser, and we're no longer trying to find the reason for using a gzera shava. So from every side that you look, says Rashi, the whole formulation of this piece seems to be built around lo yimacher, not around lo yigael. Okay, because then it's with the imeno inyan. Like this, it's with the gzereshov, which I have to say imeno inyan. Fine. So therefore it comes to tell me that the din is by maaser, iser mechira. I here too, you can ask, ema tneu inyan lebechor. Why not say, if you're choosing what it is you want to compare it to, add an iser mechira to bechor and not to maaser. And here too, it makes far more sense to tell me that a halakha that's appearing by haramim is meant to be applied to maaser than it is to bechor. Because maaser, it says a lashon of lo yigael, lashon of geula, just like by haramim. Ravashi, amar. Ravashi says the meaning of lo yigael. Forget about all these gemunim. The words lo yigael do not mean do not be paid when it comes to maaser. It means do not sell directly, without all of this stuff. And I'll prove it to you. Take a look at this. We find the lashon of lo yigael by tumura, right? So there, it says, lo yivaker ben teyov l'rav, lo yimarenu, v'imamer yamirenu, v'ayahu utumurato yekodesh, lo yigael. Now that is the lo yigael that is appearing in the same halachas as maaseh. Why did the Torah choose the lashon of lo yigael specifically in the context of tumura? Why say lo yigael in that way? Must be because we're comparing the din of the lo yigael to the din of tumura itself. Otherwise, what a strange place to tell me the halacha of lo yigael. Must be therefore to teach. Ematayo said tumura. When can you make a tumura? When you have a piece of meat in front of you. Omi mechayim, you can make a tumura. If that's the case, ematayeno nigal mechayim. So then it's telling you the same thing. You can't be nigal when it's alive. And therefore what? It can be nigal after shechita. That's crazy. Of course it can't be nigal after shechita. No kachim can be nigal after shechita. Because it requires amar of aracha. Unless, aha, bingo. Unless lo yigael means selling. Oh, now all of a sudden everything makes sense. Of course. You could sell normally. You sell psulei hamukdashim as meat. That's no problem. Kamash valan, but maaser you cannot sell. So obviously that's the only possible meaning. So you see from the context that the meaning of lo yigael in maaser has got to be, because of its comparison to tumura, has got to be the chiddush of not selling. Shema mina, that the meaning of lo yigael has to mean lo yimacherhu. Right, that we'll have to see. We're still in the middle. Says the Gemara, but wait, not everybody agrees that limud would be true, because if you hold, like the Mandi Omar, who says, hey, Nichala Mandi Omar, who says, Kotche Mizbeach requires Hamad of Arach, then you're right. If Kotche Mizbeach requires Hamad of Arach, there is no way that you could possibly be paid a meat. Therefore, it could only be referring to sell. Okay. But how about, according to Mandi Omar, it says, only kotche bedekabayit or beklal amad of arocha? But kotche mizbeach lo ayu beklal amad of arocha. What are you going to say then? Ma'ika lameima. Why can't it mean that it's only potable after shechita? Well, you need amad of arocha. No, you don't. You only need amad of arocha by kotche bedekabayit. So then your whole limud falls apart. Ma'ika lameima. Says Rav Ashi. Now, you don't understand what I'm trying to say. Ananochi kamina. What I'm just saying to you is, look, there needs to be a certain amount of seichel in this thing. What you would be saying is, mi'ika de michayim lo mifrak, li'acha shkita mifrak. I understand. You're saying something that for some reason, I cannot be paid at michayim, but the Torah has no hakpada, I can be paid at la'acha shkita. What kind of time is that? Alamalo. Why not? Why not say, Mechaim, the Torah is makbid, it's so kadesh, you shouldn't be able to be paid it. So therefore, alima kedushate, lo mifrak. I don't give you permission to be paid it. But le'achar shchita, where over there it already went down a madrega in its level of kedusha. The akile kedushate, maybe over there the Torah says, now you can go ahead and be paid it. No, says Rav Ashi, because it's just the opposite. Lokosh kenu. If Lamaisa, this is the type of Kedusha, that the Torah is not makbid on your being paid, so then where does it make more sense for Pidyon to be Chal? When you have a greater level of Kedusha, like Ritaifas of Pidyon. Whenever you have an attenuated Kedusha, you already get into the problem of can it be Taifas of Pidyon or not, as we've seen many times. So once you've taken away a chelik of the Kedusha, it can no longer be paid. If over here it's telling you that la'achar shchita you can be paid, a koshken you can be paid when it's alive. So therefore I would say that mami chayim, the olim lamitfas pidyonu lamifrek, la'achar shchita where it's already lost its kayach, and lo yolim lamitfas pidyonu. So then it is mifrek. Therefore it makes more sense to say shma mina, the lo yigal means lo yimacher. Now as our president has asked, so why not just say what you mean? Why did you just say what it means? Because had the Torah written lo yimacher, I would have said that's a whole new issue. It has nothing to do with removing its kedusha. It has to do with being mevazit. The Torah doesn't want you to sell it. Selling is uvdin dechol. Selling is what you do to things that are not hegdash. So over there, the kavod uvdin dechol, but to be paid it, I mean, all kachim, you're paid it. It's a very holy, sanctified way. Take the kedusha that's on here. I put it on this money. There's nothing that you would ever do with chulin like that. And therefore, I would say ifruke would be mifrak. Because after all, the money is going to hegdish, and it's all very nice. Ayodom of hegdish. Therefore, the Torah wants to use the word lo yigel to teach me both. That it should be bederech lo izvunin izdavin lo ifruk mifrak. To say that we're makbid on both approaches. Don't treat it with an uvda dechol, and don't treat it with the derech of kedusha either. There's a unique case, has no pidyon, has no mechira. But if we do it this way, we don't need to come on to any of the limudim michutz the din of maaser. It all is a derivation directly of maaser itself. Or still lo pligi, but is it an area where they sell bones? Gufa. The vechor hu omer lo tivde venimka. The maaser neemar lo yigael veino nimka. Lo chay velo shachut lo tam velo balmum minani mila. Omer of Chinino, Omer Rab, Vachina Omer of Dini, Omer of Yochanan, Ne'amar lo yigael b'maser, Ne'amar lo yigael b'charamim. Just like b'charamim, it also says lo yimacher, so mechira imo. Afkan mechira imo. Omer nach by Yitzhak Ravuna Bereda of Yeshua, I sure hope this is mufni. The alone mufni, boy oh boy, we can really blow it out of the water. Yigael mifak malach haramim, shiket chalamim malach kol life, the mufni. After all, lo yeyamer v'lo yigael b'charamim, yigael mir mimaser. What do I need? Lo yigel, talk to Rachmana. Lomeli, obviously lafnuye. Not such a good limud. Ikal mifrak. Malam aser shekin kadosh lefanav lacharav. Okay, fine. Lo yamal lo yigel b'charamim. Igmar b'chor. Ma b'chor kadosh ve'no nigal. Av charamim, because it says lo tivde. Av charamim kadoshim ve'no nigalim. Lo yigel, dekat rachmana lomeli, lafnuye. No, ikalamirfach mala bechor sheken kedushatom irecha. Okay, fine. Lo yomer lo yigel b'maser. Yigamer havara havara mi bechor. Just like bechor is kadosh v'ena nigal, because it says lo tivde. Av maser kadosh v'ena nigal. Lo yigel the kadosh v'ena b'maser. Lomali must be lafnuye. But b'maser nami lo mufni. Ikalamirfach kereparchinan. That I can't learn out from bechor because it's kadosh v'erecha. Yeah, but the havarta is a kroy yiterahu. So why can't we do the same thing? And b'chor nami nelev gula gula pidiya migula, same thing basically from charamim. Well, because b'maaser it's mufti, by b'chor it's not mufti. Oh boy! Then why not do it the other way around? Make the one by maaser the one that teaches the b'chor, and then the b'chor will be mufti, not the maaser. Ma chazita the lotiv tev the b'chor lagufe, and maaser is lafnuye. Do it the other way around. Maaser is lagufe, and b'chor is lafnuye. Because it makes more sense. Danin gula migula. Vein danin pedia by lotifte. From loigel migula. My nafkamina. Artana de verabishrov, shavaklein, barakain. Zoe shiva, zoe bia. Yeah, but obviously, animila echt like a dummy light. Echt the ikin a dummy light, mina dummy light, alfina. And what about now that we know Bechor is Maaser, is Loi Macher? Let's learn out Bechor, Havarami Maaser. Because Maaser Nami, we learned that Gula Gula from Haramim to teach me Loi Macher. Mir, Rachman Agabe Haramim. Who? And that who comes to tell me, Kodesh Kadashim, who la Hashem, who velo Bechor? Ve'ema who velo Maaser. Yeah, but Maaser is more reasonable that it's not Memuah, because it's Gula Kamoto. Rava Ama Loi Gael the Haramim Lo Itzrich Lo Tzarech. The Gurus of Rashi, remember, is Lo Yimacher the Haramim is Lo Tzarech. Because ask yourself, deep Noach, after all, Ibe Be Baalei Megdish Ninu, Ibe Be Kohen Chuli Ninu, the Tanya Haramim Kozman Shu Beit Baalei Merim Kegdish Kodivrei Shema Kochem Kodesh Kodashim Ulashem, which is Tosa's explanation of why he could say Lo Yigael. Nitanam Le Kohen, then there's no Isser of Mechira, just the Kohen is the one who's Mocha. Arayin Kechuli Mechodivrei Shema Kochem Yisrael Lechor. Yeah. In which case Lo Yimacher the Katarachon Lomali, or Yirsa. We have Lo Yigael, which is difficult Yirsa. Imeinu inyan l'charamim, tineyu inyan l'maaser. Ima tineyu inyan l'bechor. No, again, maaser gu'ulato is the same lashon gu'ula gu'ula as opposed to tivta. Come out. Rav Ashi Amar, Lo Yigael l'maaser means Lo Yimacher. You don't need to learn it from charam. Om Rav Ashi Minam inyan l'adatanya. V'ayahu t'murato yakhedesh Lo Yigael. So, what does that mean? Eimatayel said, Tumura Mechayim. So, Eimatayel Nigal Mechayim. So, what are you trying to tell me? That Leach Shchit, it is Nigal. That's ridiculous. Aboya Madavarocha. Al Shmamina, Loigel means Loimacher. It's all very nice if you're all the Nichalamani or Makachimizbech or Yudachala Madavarocha. How about if you're Kachimizbech or Yudachala Madavarocha? What are you going to do then? Michael Amema. But Ananachi coming in without all of that. Miyika Midi, the Mechayim Lo Mifrek. Leach Ashkita Mifrek. What do you mean? Why not? Mechayim Alima Kedushate Lo Mifrek. Leach Ashkita Akos Kedushate Mifrek. No. Koshikenu. If Mechayim were its own Lifet Spidyana Lo Mifrek. Leach Ashkita were its already Lo Olam Lo Lifet Spidyana. Then it is Mifrek. El Eshmami Lo Lo Yuga. El means Lo Yimacher. So then why not just say Lo Yimacher? Lichta Vachwana Lo Yimacher. I Katar Vachwana Lo Yimacher. Havamin is the vuni of the mistamin. That's because of it lived in the chol. But ifrik and mifrik, highly dumb of the kaidish, laidish. Okay, katarakona loyayel. Dolois da vuni mistamin, velo ifrik mifrik.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Sure, why not? So, what do you say, Sabotage? It's a special day? Do we have Oriel? Do we have to finish quickly today also?
No.
We are holding today on Chof Hei B'Tamuz. We are holding on that Lamed Beis. So, Rabbi Sai, we were in the middle of discussing what the halakha is, legabe yisaimim versus a gadol. We had a machlokas, Abaya and Rava. Both of them, Be'etzem, discovered that the pasuk itself is actually mechalek between the maisa when it's alive or after shchita, because of its comparison to tzmura. Why did the Torah put Tzmura and Meiser, Tzmura's Meiser and Meiser together to say the halacha of Lo Yigael? Must be to tell me that it's only Mechayim. At the same time, it says that Tzmura is a sign that there's no opinion on it. So from there we learn out that Liachar Shchita Midiraita is actually Mutter to be paid as. Now the Shaila is, according to, we have an issue to Rabbanu. So, Rabbatainas, the Rabbanu were Mavatar on their issue when it comes to Yosemite. Abayatainas, that even for a Yosem, you can only be Meirchir Bahavlah. According to Rava, to a Gadol, you can be Meirchir Bahavlah. To a Yosem, you can be Meirchir even without Havlah. Certainly, we still have the limitation that we have
as far as the Hanor going Lebalim, and therefore the Mechira is limited to being done, not the Itlis and so on, because otherwise you're being Mizalzel in the Kedusha, but not because of the Iser of Lo Yigael. This is where we were holding, we were up to the top of Lamed Beis, V'yatzmi Ukmur Rabbanan Adiraisa. The Akhbar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Savala Allah the Rabbah. Shmuel Bar Yitzchak also agrees with Rabbah in principle. As Tosfos points out, obviously he doesn't agree with Rabbah as to the Mokar, but he agrees with Rabbah in principle that La'akhbar Shchita Midiraisa, it is mutter to sell a Behemas Maser. And Rava learned it out from the comparison to Tzmura. He learns it out from a very interesting model. The younger of Shmuel Bar of Yitzchak, Minayin L'maaser Behemah Shel Yitomim, Shemokhrim Oto Kidarko, how do we know that you're allowed to sell without Havla'a a Maaser Behemah of Yitomim, Shenem Arak Bechol Avat Nafshecha Tizbach V'Achalta Basar, that for some reason it left out the end of the project, which is essential in this particular case. Ki Virkat Hashem Elokech Hashem Natanoch. So now it's telling us that this is Ki Virkat Hashem Elokech, which means that for some reason Tizbach V'Achalta is Ki Virkat Hashem Elokech. But there's something that's missing a bracha if you didn't do the shlicha. What's missing? A zehu davar she'ein bo bracha mechayim el liachar shlicha. What thing is it that has a bracha only liachar shlicha? Avi omer zeh ma'aser behima. What would that thing not be? In other words, what bracha is missing in its lifetime? The yisur mechir. You can't sell it. You can't make money off of it. That's a bracha. That very bracha, which is also Mechayim, is Kibir Kat Hashem Elokecha after Shchita Tizbach V'Achal B'Chol Avat Nafshecha Kibir Kat Hashem Elokecha. So from there we learn that we have a Heter Mechira Liyachar Shchita. Either Rabbanan answered it, but they didn't answer it for Yitomim, and that explains the case that we had over here in our Mishnah. That's what Rabbah went to explain. Iboyel. We said yesterday that you can be mavliya, the value of the basar, to a gadol of the meiser that was shachut in the karnayim, in the or, and so on. How about in the actual bones? You say, I'm buying the bones from you for $200, and you'll throw in the meat for free, which would be the havlah. So, mavliya ba'atzamot, Rabbi Shiva Barevi, argue about this. Truth is, they don't argue. But hopefully it isn't in Lach Lok. It's talking about two different cases. Habadaka, Habadaka. The bones of the Behemadaka are not used for anything. And therefore, they don't suffice to be Mavliya, the value of the bus, so they don't have enough value. The bones of the Behemadaka, on the other hand, are used for making handles for knives and hatchets and things like that. So there you can be mafliya, because there's value of the gasa. Viva ita ima, ini gasa halofuinya. For that matter, both shitas of Kiyam and Shim Barebi could be talking about the same case of a beima gasa, and also they're not arguing in a real sense. In principle, they're not arguing. In practical terms, they're arguing markiatre. In other words, in the place of the mandiyamar who holds that Mavlio, they used to use the Behemah Gasa bones for making knives. In the place of the Yandiyama, it says, ain't no Mavlio, they did it. And therefore, it did not have any value. Gufa. Now, let's get back to this Brisa. This is a Brisa that is very, very confusing, that occurs in so many places. And this is the only place where it's really explained at length. We said before, "Bibuchar huaymer lo yipadeh," which it doesn't really say. It says "lo tifdeh." Just to keep it even with the "lo yigael" by Maaser, we often find the misquote of "lo yigael," which doesn't exist. So actually, it says "ach b'chor shor b'chor ei b'chor kesef b'chor eis," and so on. "Lo tifdeh." So the "lo tifdeh" means that it can be nimkar. Be sold, whereas by Maaser Ne'emar Lo Yifadeh, Lo Yigael. By Maaser, on the other hand, it says Lo Yigael, And that implies that it can't be sold. Ve'eino nimkar, lo chai, ve'lo shachut, lo tam, ve'lo ba'amum. You cannot sell it. Now, as we already saw, it's not necessarily that the pasuk itself means you can't sell it even if it's a shachut as a ba'amum. It's possible that that's only an issur drabanan, as Rav proved, and we just had Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak prove. But in any event, where does that come out of those words? Last I heard, the Kideh and Ge'ula are the same thing. You say Lo Yigael, which you mean is you can't be poted. You say Lo Tifeh, which you mean is you can't be poted. So I don't understand. Minani Mili. Omer of Chinana. Omer Rav. Vachin Omer of Dimi, or some say Kiyasar of Dimi, Omer of Yochanan. Nemar Lo Yigael b'maaser, v'nemar Lo Yigael b'charamim. The truth is, of course, we couldn't learn it out of the word itself, Lo Yigael. We learn it actually from Xereshava, out of Charamim. By Charamim, it says the Feresh, Lo Yimacher v'lo Yigael, Kol Cherem LaHashem Kodesh Kodashim. Okay, so just like by Charamim where it says Lo Yigael, it's in context of Lo Yimacher, so Mal Hala, namely by Charamim, Mechira Imo, Avkan Mechira Imo. Therefore, we learn it out. It's not that the word Lo Yigael essentially means something different than Lo Yibadeh, but since it says Lo Yigael, we learn it from Charamim, it means Lo Yimacher. Amalei Unafa by Yitzchak Lohunu Breder of Yeshua. Boy, I sure hope that that word is Mufne. I mean, it's got to be an extra word, because if it's Xerah Shava, without an extra word, you can be Porech on it, remember. If it's not Mufne, the law Mufne, I have a question, that this proves the similarity of Charamim to Maisen. Because Ikal HaMifrach Ma'al HaCharamim, Shekein Chalim Al HaKol, Cheren is very different than Maisen. Meiser has a limited applicability. You can only use it on your 10th animal, your 9th, 10th, and 11th animal, but it certainly does not apply to all of your things. It certainly does not apply to animals of Hegdesh.
What is Cherem?
The magician? Cherem is this, you say that this shall be Cherem. We'll learn about it in Tzmura. It's a machlokus for the Stam Charamim and Lebedek Abayit, and it boils down to being magic something Lebedek Abayit or Stam Charamim and Lekohanim. But don't worry about that here. We're soon getting Bezer Hashem to the Sugya of Charamim. But in any event, there's a big difference between a Cherem, where over there you can actually be Machrim even your own animal of Hekdesh. You see, normally you certainly can't make a Hekdesh animal a Meiser. You can be Makram the Tevas Hanah that you have in your animal of Hekdesh even. And you can be Makram your Shaver for that matter. You certainly can't make your Shaver Meiser. So therefore, unless you've got an extra Pasuk over here, the comparison of Meiser to Cherem is ridiculous. Says the Gemara, why? Indeed, that's Nihim Mufni. Of course it's extra. Because look, Lo Yamer, Lo Yigael b'Charamim. Is there a need to say V'Lo Yigael by Cherem? Couldn't I learn it out the Gemara Mimatzah? I mean, I learned it out just from my own Svara that certainly you can't be Goyel in the terms of Pidyon. You can't be Goyel Charamim. Because if Meitzer is Kadosh, V'Eino Nigael, so Charamim are Kadosh and not Nigalim. I mean, well, I understand. Why would I think I could be Goyel Cherem more than a Meitzer? Why then say V'lo Yigael, quote, the Kazav Rachmana by Charamim Lomali, Shmamin Alatni? The only purpose is to leave it open for the Xereshava back to teach about Meiser, about Lo Yimacher, that the Lo Yimacher that applies to Charamim applies as well to Maaser. Well, no. How could you? I don't understand. You're saying, if it wouldn't have said V'lo Yigael, I would have learned it out from Meiser. Meiser may be more chomor. Mala Maaser Shekin Kadosh Lefanavula Harav. I mean, by Haramim, what your Magdish, your Magdish. By Meiser, we have this crazy idea that we learn out Dafka from the Dinim of Meiser, that if you call a 9th animal Asiri, or an 11th animal Asiri, they become kodesh as if they're out series. I mean, how is that? Well, it's stamatos. Okay, so it means the Torah gave us a special chumrah by Meisim. And maybe that's why we also find the special chumrah of not being able to be toided. Mashenken, when it comes to charomim, they should follow standard rules of egdik. Maybe you can be toided charomim. Okay, fine, you're right. So, you know what? What if it wouldn't have said lo yigael by charomim? Remember, what we're looking for is to find that the word lo yigael should be extra. Either in Meitzer or in Cheren. If it's extra, then we can make a Zereshavah between the two and apply the Lo Yimacher that is set together with Lo Yigael Bakaramim and apply it to Meitzer as well, which would explain why our Brachta said that the word Lo Yigael implies by Meitzer an Isser of Mechira, correct? Just trying to put you back on track. Alright, so what makes it extra? I'll tell you what makes it extra. Leave out the word Lo Yigael Bakaramim. And let's learn out the Isser of Lo Yigael from Bechor, not from Meisr, fine. You showed me that Meisr I can't learn it out from, okay, I accept that. But let me learn it out from Bechor. Ma Bechor kadosh ve'no nigal at charamim kadoshim ve'no nigal. And after all it says, Lo Tivdeh. Lo Tivdeh means you cannot make a pity noise. This is the same idea. So I would say the same thing is true by charamim. It's kadosh. I can't speak dialect. What's the purpose of quote velo yigael unquote the kazer that's missing the vav here for some reason the kazer rachmano lomali? What do I need velo yigael for by the pasuk of charamim the lo yimacher velo yigael must be lapnuye that it should be extra. Now that it's extra, I apply it to meiser. So it's fascinating. I use bechor to create an extra word of Lo Yigael by Charamim. I then use the extra word Lo Yigael by Charamim to reflect on the word Lo Yigael by Meiser to tell me that the Lo Yimacher that it says by Charamim should be applied to Meiser as well. No. Can't do that. Because you can't from Mala Bechor Shkain to Kushatel Mirecha. How can you compare a Bechor which is Kadosh Mirecha, which would imply some type of innate kedusha in it, which therefore the Torah says, well, you go hell, I understand. So therefore you're going to tell me charamim was a standard kind of kedusha. A guy applied it with his mouth. So fine. We can unapply it by being toiled. How would I learn out charamim from Bechor? Ooh, that's true. Okay, let's try this again. Ella lo yamer lo yigayel b'matir. Let's try the other approach. You're right that we can't learn out the Lo Yigael of Charamim to make it extra. But we only have to learn out one of the Lo Yigaels, either the one of Meisr or the one of Charamim. Let's try the one of Meisr. If it wouldn't have said Lo Yigael by Maaser, couldn't we learn out from the word Ha'avara? Remember, the He'avarta Kopetarechem Lashem is Kol HaSheyavar Tachat HaShevet. So we have a comparative Lashon, we've seen this in many cases, that we learn out Meisr from Bechor. So why can't we learn out Meisr from Bechor to tell me the din of Lo Tivdeh, basically? Why does it say Lo Yigael? So Yigmor Ha'avara Ha'avara Mi Bechor. Ma Bechor Kadosh Ve'no Nigal. Ha'av Maaser Kadosh Ve'no Nigal. What's the point of writing Lo Yigael? Because of Rachonu Ma'aser. Lomali. It's got to be lasnia to leave it extra. Now that it's extra, I'll learn it out from charamim, and I'll say that the lo yimacher that occurs together with the lo yigael of charamim is meant to apply to maaser as well. No. Sorry, can't do that either. Because you can't learn out maaser from bechor, because ikala nifrak kidaparchinon. You can ask, how can you learn out Meisr from Bechor to tell me that there's an Isser of Geula? Why not say Mala Bechor Shkin Kodesh Mirechem? So how can you use that? The Hevarta Kopetara, unless the Hevarta itself is an extra plus. So it's more, well, it is. Hevarta, according to Iran. Hevarta is an extra plus in Bechalal. Because there's no need to say Evarta. We have a pasuk, for instance, that says Kol Petarechem Lashem. So why over here does that say Evarta Kol Petarechem Lashem? So Evarta is an extra pasuk. The whole point of that extra pasuk is to be able to learn out Gzeres Havat HaMaisa of Kol Asher Yavor Tachat HaShemesh. That's not a problem. I would have been able to learn the word Geula from the din of Tivteh, meaning the Lo Yigal, from the din of Lo Tivteh, from Bechor to Maiser, which leaves the Lo Yigal extra by Maiser, which allows me to learn out from the Lo Yigal of Haramim that the Lo Yimacher of Haramim applies also to the Lo Yigal of Maiser. And that's what lies beneath those simple words, Nemar Lo Yigal, and therefore, Enonimka. A little bit hidden under the surface over here, but we can work it out.
They have a
lot of course. They have bars called. Says, well, now hold on a second. Once that's true, why don't we learn out the Chornani Nelef Geula Geula Mecharoni? I mean, it says Lo Tifteh. Lo Tifteh essentially Lo Yigael, right? You said, by Bechor, I have everything I need. I'm all ready to go. Already, the glass is pure and clean. Here, here, look, look! It's perfect. Thank you. Thank you. So by Bechor... I think we're keeping even by now with the cold air. So by Bechor, it says Lo Tivteh. And you said in the Braisa, Bechor Nema Lo Tivteh V'nimkar. Understand? Why can't we learn the Lo Tivteh of the Bechor from the Lo Yigael of Karami? And then we should say that we'll apply the Lo Yimacher of Haramim to the Lo Tifteh of Bechor. Look, that's because Bechor Lo Mufne. We just went through hell to figure out how it is that the Lo Yigael of Meitzer is Mufne. You're asking me a silly question like this? Excuse me. The reason that the Bechor wasn't Mufne is because you said we were going to learn out Lo Yigael from Lo Tifteh. Why would you do it the other way? Let the Teresa, let's say, the Meiser is given. Lo Yigael. Let's learn out the Bechor for Meiser. Okay, now the Lo Tifteh on Bechor is extra. The Lo Tifteh on Bechor is extra. Let's learn out for the Lo Yigael that it says by Harami and apply the Lo Yimacher to Bechor instead of doing it the other way around. Seems to me it's a rather arbitrary decision you made to make the Meiser Mufne and then learn out Meiser from Harami. But you could just have easily made the Bechor Mufne instead and learned the Bechor Haram. So that's what I'm asking. So my chazita, the Lo Tifteh, the Bechor Legufe and Meiser is Lefnuye. Why not say the other way around? Why not say the Meiser is Legufe, the Lo Yigael, and the Bechor, which was learned out of Meiser, is said only Lefnuye? Oh, Dad, come on. I mean, because... the language by Bechor is different than the language by Haramim, right? I mean, by Bechor it says Lo Tifteh. By Haramim it says Lo Yigael. So Lo Yimacher Lo Yigael. Doesn't make more sense to say that the Lo Yigael was being freed up by the Lo Tifteh in order to learn out the Lo Yigael from the Vilo Yigael to apply Mechira to Meiser, than to say that the Lo Tifteh was freed up by Lo Yigael in order to learn Lo Tifteh from the Lo Yigael to apply the Yitzur Mechira to Bechor. I mean, it's only logical, isn't it? Stick to the language that's more suitable. I mean, we ought to match up a Lo Yigael with a Velo Yigael and not a Lo Tifteh from a Velo Yigael. So, Dunin Geula mi Geula, ain't Dunin Pedia mi Geula. Oh, yeah? My not Kamina. I mean, alternative to Rabbi Shmuel, then we have the famous din of the alternative to Rabbi Shmuel, that the word B'shav HaKohen and the word Abba HaKohen is actually Gzeir Shav, even though it sure don't sound the same to me. But he said that conceptually, Zohi Shiva, Zohi Biyah. So here too, the same thing. Zohi Geula, Zohi Pidiyah. I mean, what's the difference between Geula and Pidiyah? Okay, but as you know, Hani Mil Hechad Leike Dadamilei, Aval Hechad Yike Dadamilei, Midadamilei Yalfina. If you've got a choice, matching up Lo Yigael to Velo Yigael, or Lo Tifteh to Velo Yigael, you're certainly going to match up the Lo Yigael to Velo Yigael. And therefore, it makes more sense to do this create an entire framework, which now I understand, okay, now the lo tifteh must be given the guf, the lo yigal is given to Avnuyeh, in order to have an elegant gezeirah shavah, lo yigal v'lo yigal, to apply lo yimacher to Maisa. And therefore, the only difference, really, between the wording of Bechor and Maisa, the lo tifteh and the lo yigal, is in terms of its similarity to the words in Charamim. So even though the Braisa seems to be analyzing the words itself, the Bechor Ne'emar Lo Tifteh, the Maisa Ne'emar Lo Yigael, as if that's the difference, it doesn't mean that that's the difference. It means that an analysis of the similarity of the words Ge'ula is what tells you that the Lo Tifteh by Bechor is meant to be looked at as not learned out from Charamim, and therefore coming to the Gufa, and limited only to the Isser of Fadiyah, and not to the Isser of Mechira. Beautiful, I think. Really, very, very elegant. Says that, well, hold on a sec here. Why don't we go back to now learning out the Isser of Mechira to Bechor from Isser? Because you said that the Hevarta Kol Peter Achim is extra. Okay, well, there are several words in both directions. So it's, now that I know that the Lo Yimacher, this is brilliant, now that I know that the Lo Yimacher applies to the Lo Yigael, because the Lo Yigael was learned out for the Lo Tifteh, why can't I now turn around down and learn out the Lo Tifteh that is referred to by Bechor? Also comes along with a Lo Yimacher, because I learned out the Dinim of Bechor from the Dinim of Maaser. So Leilat Bechor Ha'avara Ha'avara Mimaaser. Ha'maaser Gona Gula Gula Micharami. You learned already Maaser Gula Gula Micharami. Don't give me a stuff in a Lomad Min a Lomad, because we already saw back in Zvari. Gzera Shava is Lomad Min Gzera Shava. That was one of the cases. We went through all the possible emudim. Zereshava is learned from Zereshava, so why can't we simply do Geula, Geula, Meiser from Charamim, and then Hevarta, Hevarta, Bechor from Meiser? Now we'll apply to the Lo Yimacher by Charamim. Ah, you're right. Actually, we would have. The thing is that it says, Kol Cherem La Hashem Kodesh Kodashim Hu. That's right, Hu. To tell me, don't think that you can apply this din that it says over here by Charoni, the Lo Yimacher Kol Cherem LaHashem Kodesh Kodashim Hu Mid Rachmani Gabe Charamim Hu. To tell me who the Lo Bechor. Oh wait. It's Lomayet. Maybe it means who the Lo Master. No, because look, we know that we have a Gzeirah Shavah one way or the other, and we know we have a Nir. It's more reasonable to be Mamayat, the second order limud of Bechor, which was through Maaser, from Cherem, because it says Geula Kamosu, rather than to be Mamayat directly the first order limud of Cherem to Maaser, you see. So Maaser, Geula Kamosu. Rava says an awful lot of contortions here to arrive at a very simple solution which anyone with brains could have figured out on their own. We don't need to learn out the din of Alat Nuyeh from Charamim because I could have learned it out from somewhere else and then head on to the Lo Yigal of Maaser, for heaven's sakes. Lo Yigal of Charamim Lo Tzorich. You don't even need that Lo Yigal at all. Mitzad HaSfora, not Mitzad HaLimud. What do you think it's talking about, for God's sake? It's no Hecha. Where is the Cherem? Tell me. I'd like to understand. You were mocking something. Okay. First telling me, you can't be Goyalit. Can't be Goyalit where? eBay violin, what, is still in my house? I haven't given it yet to the Kohen. Of course it can't be voted. I don't understand. It's Egdish. How can it be voted? What, it's a carbon that I'm able to be paid at? Rashi ends up saying, this makes absolutely no sense. What do you mean? Why can't I be voted? Like any other Kaddish Sfarim, like we voted Kaddish Sfarim. Something's wrong with this Gemara, says Rashi. And therefore he changes the Lashon, as I'll explain to you in a minute. Tosfos Tainus, that the meaning of this Gemara is, it's Hegdish in the same way that Kedushas Haguf is Hegdish. Because Cherem, is not a glorified Kedushas Damim. The concept of cherem means that this thing is out of reach and untouchable. So what it's saying, it's more than a monetary issue. There's some type of new wipeout Kedusha, so to speak, which is mocking it on its goof. So how could you be quoted in Kedushas HaGuf? I understand by Kedushas HaGuf we get about movement of the Haman, it was right for Mizbeach, but that's what we're talking about. The guy was back in the shaver. So what's going to make the shaver of Baal Mum to be better than what's ridiculous called concept? So obviously, Lord, where would I have come up with an idea that's love? That you could be Gael Karamim? I first need to be said that it's possible before you tell me it's not possible. That's how Tosfos thinks. Right, now, this is going to be a very important machlokes in terms of understanding Karamim Bichlal when we get to the din of Karamim and Erechin and Tamura. But here, what Rashi suggests is that what it ought to say is lo the lo yimacher, rather to say, is unnecessary. What do you mean lo yimacher? Who's supposed to sell it? You made something now. Your shaver is now Hegdish. So what did you decide? You're going to sell it? I beg your pardon. You're the Gizbar of Hegdish. It's going to decide to sell it. Of course you can't sell it. It's not yours to sell. I don't need a person to tell me you can't sell something that isn't yours. You can't sell it. All sale is value. You're talking about opinion. It's two separate words. Lo yigael, lo yimacher. So how can you sell something to give it to somebody else that doesn't belong to it? So therefore, I mean, calls the bunch of the Beit Baali. Either the Beit Kohen, if you gave it already to the Kohen, so then it isn't Hekdesh anymore. Then it's Chulin. So what do you mean? You can't sell. Who can't sell the coin? You can't sell it. It's his completely, like any other coin. The Tanya Karamim calls man shave the Beit Baali Marim Kehedrish Lechol Divrei. Shenema Kol doesn't matter. Kol Chayim Kedush. Of course, you can sell it. Kol Chayim Kedush Kedushim Ala Hashem. Natna Kohen Arein Tachulin Lechol Divrei. Shenema Kol Chayim B'Yisrael Lechayiyeh. So for what purpose does the Torah write Lo Yigael? Hineinu Inyan LeKaramim, Tzneinu Inyan LeMaaser. Says Rashi, this is another proof that my Gersa is right and this Gersa is wrong. What happened to the next piece? What piece is missing here? What's missing? What should the Gemara have said at this point? Hineinu Inyan LeKaramim, Tzneinu Inyan LeMaaser. Yes. And I mean, I don't need it for Maaser, do I? It says Lo Yigael by Maaser, doesn't it? It's missing, no, it's missing an additional part. So it's all about, as you say, he made a type of Imeno Indian. So it's Neo Indian Gu'ula, it should say, right? So at least say Imeno Indian the Gu'ula, it's Neo Indian the Mechira. Or say, Shmami no laf, Nuyei! And so on, and therefore we should learn the Gzera Shoga from Mishira. However, the Gemara is missing an important part of the continuation. Therefore, says Rashi, it's clear there's a mistake in Girsa. It shouldn't have said Lo Yigael. It should have said Lo Yimacher. And then it works out perfectly. How can you sell it? It doesn't belong to you in the first part. And the Lo Yimacher, therefore, can't be referring here, Imenu Inyin Lecharami, Sneu Inyin LeMaiser directly. Lo Yimacher. Maiser cannot be Yimka. Of course, what's wrong with Rashi's pshat is that it has nothing to do with the Ne'amar Lo Yigael Ve'ino Nimkar. It was the way Rabba was learning in the first place, the way Tosfos is learning the Lima here, it fits in with the Braisa. Because what the Braisa is saying is, it says Lo Yigael, and therefore, because it says Lo Yigael, it isn't Nimkar. Why? Because Lo Yigael can be learned from Karami. See? The way Rashi's been Goras over here has nothing to do with the fact that it says Lo Yigael. There's a direct limit of Lo Yimacher that applies to Maisa. In which case, the understanding of Raisa would be totally different. The understanding of the Raisa would be, it is fascinating, is it not, that two words that mean the same thing, La Alocha, end up with two different meanings. Because by Bechor it says, Lo Tivdeh, you could sell it, but the same word that says by Maisa Lo Yigael, you can't sell it. Not because of the words, just lamarot, the similarity of the words. Right, so the way Rashi's learning now Rava's approach, we'll have to change our understanding of that fundamental b'risa, the b'chor ne'amar and the maaser ne'amar. Okay, that's a b'risa that circulates a lot. And it's a very fundamental. Okay. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, you know, I have the most simple solution, my friends. and none of this is necessary. Forget the first contortions of the call phrase. But even Rava is contorted. It's very simple. The lo yigael means lo yimacher. Exactly as was implied by the words in the b'risa. How do I know that? Lo yigael the ma'aser means lo yimacher. Omer Vashem minah min alah. I'll explain to you how I know that. Look at the pasuk. Vayahu utmurato yakodesh lo yigael. Okay? Ematayo set tmura. We said before. When can you make a tmura? Only mechayis. But it's saying the same thing is true of Lo Yigael. So when is it Lo Yigael? When it's alive. So what are you saying? That Liyaka Shkita, it is Digal. I said Liyaka Shkita is even worse. Oh boy, Amar Baroka. How can you beguile it? Liyaka Shkita. Where's the Amar Baroka? So it can't mean that you can't be paid it, because then the implication would be that you could be paid it after Shkita, which makes no sense. It must therefore mean you can't sell it when it's alive, but Tzmura. After Shkita, you can sell it. Fine. El Shmami no lo yigal lo yimacheru. Wait. This is only if you hold that you need Hamad of Arocha on Kachem Izbeach, correct? Zaheni, Chalaman Yomer, the Kachem Izbeach, why you will call Hamad of Arocha? Because Meiser is Kachem Izbeach. Therefore, Abai is correct in saying, how in the world, I mean, Ravash is correct in saying, how in the world would Lo Yigael have meant literally not to be paid at, if the implication would then be that you can be paid a piece of meat? You can never be paid a piece of meat. You can only be paid an animal. So then you're right. It must mean you can't sell a piece of meat. But Alaman, the Amar Kachim is that Lo Hayu Beslal Hamad of Arocha. Maybe it's exactly what it's saying. There's no Din Hamad of Arocha on Meisim. Because it's Kachim Mizbeach. So then maybe the Torah means exactly what it's saying. You can't be paid a Meiser when it's alive, but you can be paid a Meiser when it shuffles. What's the problem? No, says Ravashi, what I'm saying is, look at it. It's absurd. Forget about Amar Baruch. Mi ika midi gibichayim lo mirfek liyak reshkita mirfek. Explain to me. There's something, it makes sense to you, that while it's alive, you can't be paid it. After Shkita, you can be paid it. What do you mean? Why not? Allah Allah. Well, it makes perfectly good sense to me. I mean, why don't we say, Mechaim Alima Kedushate Lamifri? Maybe the point is, while it's alive, its Kedusha is so powerful, so strong, that you can't be quoted. After Shkita, the Akhir Shalei Kedusha. I mean, after Shkita, you're shechting it. A Tzar is going to eat it now. You're shechting it outside. I mean, it's a very low level of Kedusha. So maybe that Torah says a low level of Kedusha you can be paid at. Excuse me, says Ravashi, the local of the Chenu. As far as I know, in an operative fashion, things work exactly the opposite way. Something that has enough Kedusha on it can be taken as a pit. Something that has less Kedusha on it, as we've seen again and again, cannot be tough as a pidyon, because lo olin kedusha sele mitvis pidyonian. We've seen before. So I would have said that, look, all the chenu. If mechayim the olin le mitvis pidyonian, where there's enough kedusha there, like on any other animal, you would think that it's okay, it's strong enough to be paid at a pidyon. Nonetheless, comes along with her and says, look, this is not really a high-class kedusha like a carbon oil. It's not strong enough to be paid it. So the Akashvita, where for sure lower than the Mitzvah Spigyana. So over there, Mitzvah, you say that where it doesn't have the character to be paid with Spigyana, that's where you can be paid it. So how could the Torah be saying lo yigael in the sense of you can't be paid it when it's alive? But you can be paid at Lachashkita, makes no sense. Elishma, I mean, on Lo Yigael, the actual word Lo Yigael means Lo Yimacher. I will say, look, I mean, come on, say, I mean, if that's what it means, why don't you just say so? To say Lo Yimacher. So, Lichavak, why not Lo Yimacher? Ah, because you see, suppose the Torah wrote Lo Yimacher, okay? So I would have said it. You know what? The Hakpada of the Torah here is not to treat it as you would chulin. So there's okay, is the Buddha with the Lo Mizdal understand the Torah doesn't want you to sell it, not because there's a limit on the way that this Kedusha will be taped, the domim of the sale. That's not the problem. The problem is the mode in which you're doing it. You're treating it like it's something that is saleable. It's kadosh. It should be treated with more respect than that. You're all at Uvdin Dechol. Mashenkeh, where you're coming now to be paid at it, which is a standard mode, transferring the value of something which is kadosh to give the value of its kedusha to Hegdesh. We do that all the time. So over there, Yifukim Nifrit, the Eilei Dom of Hegdesh. All I'm doing is bringing money to Hegdesh. The Torah allowed us to bring money language. Because of Rachman and Lo Yigael, that's why the Torah writes Lo Yigael. The Lo Yizdavunim is Davin, the Lo Yifrukim Mifrik. He writes it in this way in order that I should know, of course, you're not allowed to be paid it. And furthermore, because of the implications that then it would mean you can be paid it, Le'achar Misa, I recognize that the fundamental translation in this case of the word Lo Yigael is Lo Yimacher. And now everything fits in beautifully. You don't have to look around for other drushes and for Xeri Shavas and for Mufnas or anything else. It's the nature of the word, as it appears by Meiser, that implies to you, but Meiser Nema Lo Yigael, the Eino Nimkar. That's what it means. Beit Shammai means, Lo Yimane Yisraeli Makohen Ala Bechor. You cannot add. A kohen is now eating his bechor. He cannot invite a Yisrael to the meal. Beit Hillel matirin. Beit Hillel says it's all right. He can invite a goy to the meal for that matter. Forget about a Yisrael to the meal. Masisimani Rabbi Akimi. The Mishnah that says that a leader of Beit Hillel, you can invite even a goy, appears to be Rabbi Akiva's approaching Beit Hillel. To Tanya. The bride says, "Bechor in nimnin alav ela chaburash kula kohanim." Ibrei Beit Shammai. Only kohanim can eat the bechor. Every member of that chabura has got to be a kohen. Beit Hillel matirin afilu zalim. Rabbi Akiva matir in Beit Hillel afilu rovei kochavim. What would be the meaning? I mean, why, where would Beit Shammai get the idea that a bechor is aser bachila to Yisrael? My time in the Beit Shammai. And so on. Just like by cause of a show, the Kohanim alone are allowed to use, because that's the din of the Kedusha of the Kohanim. It's one of the trumas of the Kohanim. But Yisrael alone, it's telling me that here too, Apocha Kohanim, in Yisrael alone. Whereas Beit Hillel says, that's true, if it's a Bechor Tam. But a Balmum, it says, Beferish, Atameva, Sohor, Yachtav, Yochlenu. What's the pshat? Ma Tameh, in Ocha, Bakashim, Kalim, Ocha, Bakor. So if a Tameh, who's not allowed to even eat Kachim, Kalim, can eat a Bakor, because it says, Atameva, Sohor, Yachtav, a Tzar, who can eat Kachim, Kalim, in Ocha, she Ocha, Bakor. So for sure he should be allowed to eat a Bakor. Therefore, the comparison of the Bosar Bechor to the Chazer Veshok is only said on a Bechor that's a Tam, and there, that's a different din, that's a din in a special carbon of the Kedusha of Kehani. But a Bechor Ba'amun? Bechor Ba'amun is that's right. Bechor Ba'amun, correct. Same thing, she'll have a Bechor. Well, no, not necessarily. A tamei, we're always more mako. I mean, a tamei can do the aveda if a tzibur is tamei, so it's hutra b'tzibur. That's true, but Beit Hillel says, so what? We're not talking about doing avoda here, are we? We're talking about who's allowed to eat. A tame is never allowed to eat. So be'achila zor adit. A zor is in a better position to be allowed to eat than a tame is. Always. A zor always eats his karmen shlomim. A tame can't eat his karmen shlomim. Therefore, the comparison of about tame v'atahor yachdav is a kol shekein that a zor v'hakohen yachdav. And that settles it. Rabbi Akiva says, "Afilo tikkufah." My time of Rabbi Akiva, it's Viva Kayos. And so it says, "Atameva ador yachlov your plenum." Touch Viva Kayos. Did you ever hear a boy is not allowed to eat venison? That's Viva Kayos. It's mutlo tikkufah. So that means after course mutlo tikkufah to be continued. Remember, we went through all three psukim in Re'e about the dinim of Atamei V'Atoyachdav. Tomorrow we're going to go over them again. So tomorrow we'll dash all three finally together, all three Ketzvi V'Chayos all in one place. We spoke about it earlier.